You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, the five lies of Islam. Lie one, it's a religion of love. Lie two, it's a religion of peace. Lie three, Allah is just another name for God. Lie four, Jesus is the same to the Muslims as the same to the Christians. And lie five, the Quran is a holy book. After October 7th, there should be no doubt that Islam is not a religion of peace. It is a religion of war. But there are a lot of people out there that are what the Bible calls willingly ignorant. That means dumb on purpose. Let me read a quote to you from Benjamin Netanyahu. It was in Fox News October 30th of 2023. So it's a recent quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says there is a time for peace and a time for war. This is a time for war. A war for our common future. Today we draw a line between the forces of civilization and the forces of barbarianism. It is a time for everyone to decide where they stand. Israel will stand against the forces of barbarianism until victory. I hope and pray that civilized nation everywhere will fight back this fight. That was Benjamin Netanyahu. I really do think that he was placed there for a time like this because he has the chutzpah, the anatomy to go after these murderous barbarians and destroy them. I'm really a peace-loving pacifist at heart, but not when it comes to Islam, because they want to kill us all. 40, 50 years ago, most Americans didn't know very much about Arabs and Islam. And growing up as a kid, the only knowledge I had about the Arabs was from stories like Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves and Aladdin's Lamp. There were movies and TV shows like Sinbad the Sailor, I Dream of Genie, and of course Ray Stevens' hit song Ahab the Arab, who rode on his camel named Clyde. And that was pretty much the extent of my knowledge of Islam. And most people, that's about all they would know, too. Let me tell you something about Islam that most people don't know, most Christians don't know. Muslims believe that Jesus was a prophet, but they do not believe that he rose from the dead. Do I need to repeat that? Muslims will tell you that they believe Jesus is a prophet. Well, he's far more than a prophet. He's the Son of God. Of course, they don't believe that. But they do not believe Jesus was resurrected from the dead. When the Iranian hostage crisis came in 1979, and Iran took a group of 52 Americans as hostages, they held them and mistreated them for 444 days in captivity. And that was the major news story of that year. That's when most Americans heard that they talk about America as the big Satan. And that's how they view us, as Satan. So what does their religion teach? What does Islam mean? Most people don't know these questions, and that's the reason for this series. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.